Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're talking about supernatural experiences and being very practical, learning from God, and being objective about our process. We all come to this subject, or any subject, with a history from our own beliefs based on our temperament that we've gained from our parents, from our fellow believers, or even our past experiences with supernatural events, even the movies or what we've read in books, has made an impression on us for good or for bad. So we want to start with basically a clean slate, a clean understanding that whether we are aware of the supernatural realm around us or not, it's still there. Things are still happening in the supernatural realm, whether you recognize them, whether you are aware of them or not. Just as there are physical beings and there are spiritual beings, there are also supernatural beings, whether you recognize them or not, whether you see them or not. What we want to begin to really get into our very deepest being, though, is that because we are born again as spirit, we now have the authority over all supernatural beings. We have a problem with language, that we've gotten so used to referring to the spirit realm and using that to describe what is actually supernatural. And we've talked before about the three realms of reality: the natural, the supernatural, and the spiritual. There are only two kinds, and it's really one being, kind of being, in the spiritual realm. There's only one spirit characteristic. That's God. And because we have been born again in Him, we share that DNA. We share that spirit quality. If it is true of Him, it is true of what He has begotten. Spirit begets spirit. That which is born of spirit is spirit. If you've been born of God, you're of God. That's in your spirit. We all have a long way to go in our soul and in our body in allowing that spirit, those spirit qualities, that spirit characteristic, to have preeminence in our lives. But your identity, who you are, on your ID card, it now says spirit being. Before that, you were a soulical being. Your spirit was dead. Your soul does not function in the spirit realm. Your soul functions in the supernatural realm. Supernatural does not mean more powerful or more special than the natural realm. It simply means above. Super. It's just a level above. So we have the natural, and then the supernatural, and then the spiritual. If you and I and God inhabit the spiritual realm, but our soul inhabits the supernatural realm, are there any other beings that inhabit the supernatural realm? And this is where we want to be in the process of learning and taking this to God and saying, God, what's your truth here? From everything we can tell, the supernatural realm is inhabited by those who have a soul or a mind, a will, and emotions. And those beings are human beings that have not been born again, that are dead in their spirit, and angels and demons. Now, there may be other creatures there. There, who knows, you know, ghosts and aliens and all kinds of who knows, we don't know. But for our purposes, we want to start somewhere and be moving into a practical, experiential, objective, operational grasp and understanding of how the supernatural realm works. And the reason is that a big part of the reason why you're still here on this earth is to learn how to rule and reign during your time here on this earth. Now, you learn to rule over yourself, your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions, to bring it into alignment with your spirit. And that process includes healing and learning to hear God and learning how to exercise that authority over yourself so that God can heal your wounds and free you from flesh, from your crutches, but also so that you can learn to exercise your authority as a spirit being over your physical, your natural circumstances, and the supernatural realm. As you do that, God, just as he has trained you this far, brought you this far, wherever, however far your far is, he has a training program set up for you to learn about how to exercise your authority over the supernatural realm. So we want to learn to both be observant and confident that God's going to provide the precise training and the protection that we need as we try new things, as we ask God to reveal to us. We basically want to show up for class and have the confidence that the teacher knows what he's doing. Just saying, I don't want to know about it, isn't good enough. At some point in time, you're going to have to learn it. You might as well learn it here on this earth now, if that's what God has ready for you now. He may not be concerned about that right now for you. He may be wanting to talk to you about something totally different. That's his prerogative. So just listen to this podcast, this radio broadcast, go on to whatever else that he has for you. But know that odds are sometimes he's going to take you full circle back to learning about the supernatural realm, how it works, and how you have authority over it. Just as if we were to move to a new country where we would have to learn their laws, their language, their time zone, their cultural traditions, the weather, the challenges and dangers that work in that land, that function, that the laws that govern that land, how things work. We learn how the supernatural realm works. As overcomers, know that who you truly are, a spirit being, has already accepted the challenge and adventure of exploring your inheritance. This is your kingdom. You are joint heirs with Christ. He's your older brother. You are a co-inheritor. You inherit what he inherited. And since he inherited it 2,000 years ago, and we are in him, we also inherited 2,000 years ago. Our experience is unique. Our relationship is the same. So he is teaching each one of us individually. And this is why we've spent so much time in learning to recognize his voice and be able to test it. And that's why he brings things up in our lives. That's why we have histories. If everything went perfect in our lives, we would not know our need to learn. We would not know that we had limitations, that we had wounds that needed to be healed, that we needed him. So he purposes things to happen in our lives. And that's one of the challenges we have. We have this idea that when we become Christians, God only intends for good to happen to us. That if it's good, it must be from God. If it's evil, it can't be from God, even though he allows it. And we sometimes come up with ways to excuse or explain bad things happening in the world. Well, that is purely our point of view. It is our supernatural point of view, not our spiritual point of view. God created evil just as he created good. It's two sides of the same coin. And that coin is in your life to impact your life for good and for bad in your supernatural life and in your physical life. It does not touch your spiritual life. We have the good and the bad. That does not reflect who we are or who God is. Both good and evil were on the same tree. So as we try to explain or come to terms with what we call good beings, angels, and bad beings, demons, we come up with two different ways or more of dealing with them, depending on whether we consider them good or bad. And I think God is going to challenge us about that to the same degree as anything else. We want him to be able to teach us whatever he wants us to know, regardless of our preconceptions. And we all have preconceptions. When we think about what we think about angels and demons, it may be helpful to think back where we learned them. What kind of stories have we heard? What kind of teachings have we received? What movies or books have we seen? What experiences have we heard or have we heard from other people? And you may want to ask, Lord, is there anything that you want to talk to me about that you want to correct my misconception about? And again, this may not be your time for this, but it will come at some point. Know that who you truly are, a spirit being, you've already accepted the challenge and adventure of exploring your inheritance, which is authority over the supernatural realm. So we can sort of sit back and enjoy the process, because it's really just another way of learning how we operate as spirit beings and how God operates over the supernatural realm. We simply always fall back on, Lord, what's going on here? The main tenet we always want to go is, who do you ask the question of? You ask God. It's fun to share experiences and teachings, and God will bring what you need when you need it. But we turn first to God. That's the habit that we want to develop. Lord, what's going on here? And we don't want to turn away because it's something that we're afraid of, that's scary, that we don't know how to handle. We let God teach us. He may be simply trying to teach you nothing about the supernatural realm, but about yourself, about preconceptions about you, yourself, your temperament, that, oh, you're not a bold person, so, you know, just avoid any conflict, that you're going to do it wrong, somebody could get hurt, that's a big one. We're always concerned about somebody getting hurt. People are getting hurt anyway. That's not our issue. Our issue is, Lord, what do you want me to learn? What's going on here? Are you trying to teach me something right now? Is this something you want me to pay attention to? So we start with looking at what our attitude is toward supernatural experiences, because your attitude will often influence and determine your perception, your acceptance, and even your interpretation of those supernatural experiences. So, in general, we can say that there are four attitudes toward supernatural experiences. When I say, have you had any supernatural experiences? Or are you interested in having them? They are, those four main categories are positive, negative, neutral, and ignorant. Now, odds are each of us has all the above in some areas or another. Because if we're ignorant, we don't know what we don't know. And some we're just not interested in. And then some we don't want to have, and some we'd love to have. So let's start with looking at having a positive attitude towards supernatural experiences. And so we start with the assumption that supernatural experiences are part of the believer's daily experience. This should be a normal occurrence in our day. Just as the sun coming up, just as we have an awareness from the very beginning when we wake up of our physical surroundings, we should also have a positive awareness of our supernatural surroundings. What's going on in the supernatural realm? So that awareness should be cultivated, valued, enjoyed, and appreciated. With that perspective, the Holy Spirit can be trusted to train, protect, and provide whatever is necessary to promote His agenda, what He wants to do today, tomorrow, this week, next month. He will keep us focused on His goals and His plan for you. And this is about your relationship with God. This is not about training you so you can accomplish something for God. You've already done everything that's necessary. This is about bringing you to the fullness and wholeness that He intends for you here on this earth, spirit, soul, and body, to make you one in Him. So it's not about becoming a supernatural giant or achieving a level of authority or control or knowledge or understanding or impressive supernatural experiences. This is about your soul regaining the authority it once had way back when in the garden. And now, because our spirit has been restored, unlike Adam and Eve, we will not be ignorant. And we won't go get sidetracked with it now, but We are not going back to the garden because we are already there. We are in the kingdom. The difference between us and Adam is Adam didn't know any better. Adam and Eve had everything given to them, relationship with God, eternal life, a perfect situation. They didn't have any needs or wants. And they still wanted more. There was something lacking. They had no appreciation for God. They could not receive appreciatively with gratitude what God gave them. That's one of the huge distinctions between them and us. Because we know what it's like to be relying on our own strength, our own understanding, try to do things on our own and fail time and time again, and feel empty and wounded and lacking without Him. We can accept from God thankfully, appreciatively, gratefully. It doesn't change who God is. His nature is to give. It changes our ability to receive and just say thanks. Thanks, Lord. I appreciate that. I needed that. Thank you. We don't have to do something with it, with what He gives us. He may ask you to, but that's not a requirement. That's not why He gives us. That's not why He gives us His gifts, His power, His knowledge. You've already got that all in your spirit. But He gives it to us, whatever it is, because that's His nature. He is a giver. That's what creativity is, expressing itself. All He wants from us is to receive whatever He gives and just say thanks, to receive unconditionally. This is why we have a struggle with the whole good and evil thing, is that we want to accept the good from God, but not the evil. And we need to get over both of those, that you have the same authority over the good, the angels, as you do over the evil, the demons. And as a spirit being, we have a long way in being comfortable in that role, in that position, in that state of being. So God has experiences already planned out for you. So how do you get them? You ask. You just say, Lord, well, first, let's go through from the very beginning. Lord, is this learning about supernatural experiences, is this something you want me to be learning about now? Is the timing for me now? This is a yes or no question. He can just give you a yes or no answer. So, Lord, is the timing for me right now? And if He says no, you just go on to something else. If he says yes, you say, Lord, is there something in particular that you want to teach me? Is there a particular area? Is there any particular thing I need to deal with before, during, or after this training period? And you start, during your times of quiet with him, you start asking him, Lord, what's going on? What's my homework? What should I be learning about? Bring to my mind my thoughts, my memory, my emotions, anything you want to deal with in this area. And just let him reveal any concerns that you might be harboring. And then I want you to start thinking about anything, any supernatural event or experience that you are interested in, and write it down. And at this point in time, I'm not even going to talk about what those supernatural experiences are. I want you to just start with a blank page. We'll go into detail later. But start now. Take this seriously. And that's where we're going to leave off for today. And we will pick up again next weekend. In the meantime, you can always get in touch with me at diane@becanprepared.org. It's always good to hear from you. And if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, please do that. It's the best way to keeping you informed. We should be able to be updating some newsletters and some information for you soon. So, again, thank you for tuning in. And this has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.